Hey, Jessamyn.
Hey, Ash.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, dope. Another summer session moment here. Mm-hmm. Shorties. How are you feeling about them?
I really like this format. I enjoy not doing the regular format where we do the Astro Thought of the Week and the favorite things and what's new in paradise. I like those segments a lot, but I also appreciate the brevity of the summer sessions. So it's fun to do something new and different every once in a while.
That's right.
Yeah. And today we're going to play a game where we're going to answer some questions with our producer.
No.
Or no, it's with just with us. It's just two of
us. Kylie.
I'm here. Am I invited?
Oh my God.
I didn't.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to do a producer talk back today. And we decided that it would be fun to use questions from the game We're Not Really Strangers, which has a great social media account. Oh, Instagram is always getting at my worst, I don't know, insecurities when it comes to relationships. They're very good at that. So these questions are from the game itself that they sell. Each of us will go around and ask a question for others to respond to. So I can go first with our first question that we have here.
Okay, wait. So you're going to ask this question of one of us?
So I'll ask from my perspective and then you guys answer. First question, you guys are answering for me. Do you think I've ever been fired from a job? If so, what for?
Ooh, that's an interesting question to answer about you.
The people who hired me.
I think no. And I think the reason why is just because I feel from you a quality of like rule following that's like peacemaking almost. Jessamyn, do you think Kylie's ever been fired from a job?
No, but mostly I think that because I don't think Kylie's been alive and working for that long. So I don't know how much time there's been to get fired from a job. And but I would say that if Kylie has been fired from a job, I could see it being a job that for some reason it's like hosting at a restaurant. You should be like, yeah, I'm not coming in today. or you'd be like during shift, like, yeah, I'm kind of over this actually. Like, I think this is enough for me.
So the answer is no, I've never gotten fired from a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Ash was on the right path. Yeah. I am such a rule follower and I want everyone to like me. So,
well, you're pretty good at that too. So no Thank worries you. There. No
complaints. Have either of you ever been fired from a job?
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? I wanted to ask, man, why did I say so quick? Y'all know I've been fired though. Okay, the very first time, I had had so many jobs by the first time I'd gotten fired from a job. I was 18 when I got fired for the first time. And it was the most passive aggressive. See, I can't abide bad leadership. And that's actually why I got fired from that job. Mm. But it's like, I was working at a restaurant. I learned so much at that restaurant. I was a line cook and it was so fun. And I loved it. My best friend worked there too. And kitchen manager, I would make it short. He came up to me at the bar before shift one day and was like, hey, so you want some time off? And I was like, what? No, I need to work. I gotta make money. And he was like, no, you know, like, well, take December off. Mind you, it was December, aka like pre-holidays, pre-New Year. I was like, are you firing me? And he was like, I mean, just think of it as like a trial not working here. And I was like, do you ever intend to grow a pair of balls or
never.
Is this going to be like this forever?
No.
I don't know if I've like been fired. I redefine things after they call me discomfort. So I don't know what happened after that, but I do remember being fired then. Mm-hmm. If you've ever fired me from a job and you listen to this program,
certainly someone
did us. The thing y'all
I feel
have
like
to know,
you're good for it. You're fired. And then the next day they call you like, where the fuck are you?
Good call. So there was one coffee shop that I got fired like 3 or 4 times from. Oh my God. And the ice cream shop. Okay.
That's the one I was thinking
One time I got good call. I love that you know that. One time me and this woman worked together and I got fired a couple times. I got her fired at least once. And then later she opened an ice cream shop in downtown Durham and fired me at least twice, maybe 3 times.
She totally listens. I hope she does.
Does she? Oh my God.
I love we that person send this to so her much, just in man. Case.
What about you, baby?
She's a good one. A real one.
Fired from a job?
I don't think I've ever been fired from a job. I get really invested in doing a good job. And like, I just want to do a good job. Like, I don't really care about anything else. I'm like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter why I'm doing it. Like, yes, I need to make money. But ultimately, like, I just want to do a good job. I mean, I've definitely had jobs that like, I wanted to quit or I was like trying to quit. And then I quit those jobs. But
Did you quit
them,
like, quote, well?
Yeah, I've never
walked off.
I dream of like a good walk off job.
Y'all
like,
know I've flipped tables.
You no, I know I you have, bitch. Literally, like, if I know anything, yes.
So good.
Okay, so the next question we'll be asking for Jessamyn.
Is it? Wow, this is such an interesting format. I love it.
Okay, so the question is. Mm-hmm. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Oh, man, I've got such... I've got... This is polyamory edition, so I'm going to name a few when it's my turn to answer but after Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Is her name Yvonne Orji? Do you know her?
Oh, interesting.
From Insecure.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know why. I think she's freaking hilarious and gorgeous and also really intelligent. I just feel like that's your flow.
Thank you so much for seeing me. Wow. I just, it's like you never see how someone would see you, you know? That's so interesting to me. I'm learning a lot about myself.
Wait, say who the person is again?
Yvonne Orji from Insecure. She plays Molly on Insecure. Oh. We quote her all the time.
I know.
Let's not
sure
now.
Do. But don't we do. She does she makes fun of her mother sometimes, like the way that her mother says certain things. In an accent
she does excellent stand-up.
I don't do in public.
So. Yeah. No.
Okay. Can I say who I think Justin's okay. Yeah. Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Dax Shepard at the same time, maybe. Who else? Wow, my mind just went blank after that one. I just edited an episode of Dear Justin where you talked about her being a
oh, really?
Five.
Yeah. Totally.
Do they count as one person?
They count as one like hookup, I'd say.
Like unit.
Oh my goodness.
And then you could be an armchair expert after.
Ooh, that's right.
That's expert exactly
about,
right.
About
wearing Dax's shirt or like open over something else. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to just stick with that one. I've got more that I can't think of. But who's your celebrity crush?
You know, I am so historically not femme for femme in a very particular way with people who remind me of my cousins. And so that is why I would not say that Yvonne Orji is one of my people. Although I do really love her so dearly and like would love to just like get a drink one day. Like, yeah, like I feel like that would be really fun. God, I love knowing that that's who I look like I'm interested in, though. That makes me really happy and explains a lot.
Can I answer
the people
more
that are talking to me right now
directly? Ooh.
It's very interesting. I'm like way butch, I think.
I think Rosie O'Donnell is my gen, like physically.
You mean like somebody that I'm like,
yeah,
no, it's Eileen Miles.
Eileen Miles,
first
sorry.
Of all, Eileen
God
Miles.
Damn it, fuck.
Then
oh,
it's
Eileen Miles 100%. All day.
Is,
Eileen Miles is a little thin.
So Eileen Miles is aging like a great wine. That is what
I honestly
Miles
don't know
doing.
Who that is.
Eileen Miles is a writer, an artist, a very influential lesbian. And I really have only seen like this one picture of Eileen, this like one video clip of her. It was just like a bunch of butches all together talking about being a lesbian, and it was so
I'm remembering it.
It was a great interview session, but I also was just like, huh,
yeah,
you. Kristen Bell is absolutely on my list forever because of Veronica Mars, mm-hmm. and also because of Reefer Madness. I love her so much. I really fuck with white girls and it's annoying to me. But it's
some of us benefit, some of us don't.
I enjoy that. I do enjoy Rosie O'Donnell these days. Rosie O'Donnell, oh my God. Oh my God.
Come on, Doris.
A winner if there ever was one. I mean, obviously Lena Waithe, you know, like obviously.
Yeah.
Very attractive person.
Obvious if you know your other partner, because they share like a gender and kind of height. I don't know, like a presence, like a like a stealthy quietness.
I enjoy a stud. Yeah. I don't know if that's how that person identifies. So that could be wrong. I don't know. But I enjoy Black queer masculinity very much. It is absolutely one of the things that I believe in. It's one of my personal religions.
Beautiful. Okay, so what is the first thing y'all noticed about me? And give context, like where were you? What was it? Because like it may have been before you met me, for instance. But what's the first thing you noticed?
Well, I first met you on a Google Meets call. And I think the first thing I noticed about you was just like how sure you were of yourself and like what you needed and wanted. And I understand that's also like the position you need to be in order to be a leader and a boss and like someone who's producing a show. But I think it just like further gave me an idea of like who I would be working with if I had the position. And also honestly inspires me in a lot of my work, just being in positions where people need to lean on you.
Thank you for saying that. That's amazing.
I feel really shallow. I mean, my first thought I remember.
Well, different contexts.
I was going to say, it would be cool if Kylie didn't think what you thought.
Well, no, that's literally right. I mean, I think that I want to have like a more like, holistic view, you know, but instead it's like, I thought you're fine as hell. Like that was.
What about me did you think was fine as hell?
Well, you have very swoopy hair. It's very like you look like you should be on a 90s sitcom on ABC at like for 30 minutes. You look like a Boy Meets World like guest star. And like you're like Corey's you are Topanga's like art class friend's friend. Do you know what I mean?
In college. During the college years.
I don't know. Boy Meets World forever. Always.
Yeah, but there were college years. So I was in Topanga's art class.
No, you were friends with someone who was in Topanga's art class. And then you and maybe, I think that on Boy Meets World 2022, y'all would have like a queer like entanglement. You and Topanga, like for sure.
Can we cut out that pitch, that Boy Meets World 2022 pitch that I'm going to make to some production company by chance?
It's a thing.
Fine. Steal it if you want to. Just know you stole it.
But you did have very swoopy hair and you were tall, which I really enjoy. It's like one of my most favorite things. And
you go for a tallie.
And no, but you know what it actually was? And this is ultimately this is the whole thing, is that you are a softball dyke, like 100%. You are the absolute picture of, you look like you spent your summers like with a fucking bat bag on your shoulder and like three balls always handy, always practicing, always pitching, always stay pitching. You have a car that might not be your car, but you're definitely driving sometime.
I'm definitely
and nobody else's
before.
Yes.
At least one.
And you, like when we get to college, you're specifically drinking Miller Lite, but like nothing else. And you fucked everybody but have a girlfriend, but she somehow doesn't know, but everybody else knows. And
that's
you,
what you
have
noticed about me
huge calves. You asked what softball dyke
means. Oh, yeah, I could call my dad.
It's a total high school college fetish for me that you 100% fill. And it was something that I was immediately attracted to when I first met you, which was long before it ever seemed like we would work. I never even thought about us working together when we first met.
Working together, like working out as a couple?
No. I really wanted to have sex with you. At a minimum, I really wanted to kiss you. Like immediately. And I didn't care about anything else. I was not interested in knowing you. I wasn't. I was just like, this person I like, this person I will have. And So that's why it was disappointing when you were like, yeah, I'm not into you.
I know. I need to time us out here. I never said that.
This like a million
the
times.
Thing that you said the other day that was so succinct was, I went for lips, you gave me cheek.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it wasn't that I said, I'm not into you. I said that I'm monogamous and can't kiss you. Mm.
But it's also, okay, so it's like softball deck thing, but then it's also that you are so like confident, you know, but like in the way that you move. Because the thing that I remember the most was that day at Coco Cinnamon, you coming over my table and you just like bounded over like a collie, like a golden retriever. You were just so like, and your hair was so bouncy and you were just, and you had the softball player body calves. And I was just like,
so context for that is that I knew that Jessamyn used to work from home at this coffee shop called Coco Cinnamon, and I would look for her and she was never there. And then one day I was in line and I looked over and I was like, what? And so I did. I bounded over.
And the other thing about you that was really just like, I gotta have it, was that you had the Righteous Babe Records tattoo on your calf.
I was like the front of my shin. Yeah,
I was a fan. I continue to be. I enjoy that and appreciate it.
I love that. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture that I have in my office right now of me and my dog walking into the ocean, and not Baby Shark, my dog, Joe, before she passed away. And yeah, I look like I walk pretty confidently. I've never really thought about it. Like shoulders up, you know what I mean? Chin up. Anyway, thanks, guys. So basically, I'm a confident person. Yeah. Heard. Love it.
Oh, and I guess like about a year ago, I did meet you guys in person.
That's true.
Were we different than you expected?
I think it was also just me getting used to a new kind of work environment. Like I sent you guys that video that I had sent to my friends where there's a screenshot of a text and I'm like, we just took jello shots. What's going on? And it's just like, yeah, it is a different work environment and I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's the best actually. Okay. I do want to know, like, was there anything that when you met us, you were like, oh, wow, like height is a really good one. If you only know somebody, you were fucking tallest.
Oh my God.
I was like, huge.
I could tell you have long limbs, but I was just like, hey.
I was literally like, what? I was so surprised.
Not to state the most obvious thing in your life, probably.
No, literally.
We have to wrap up the session very shortly.
This is very fun.
I love that.
Okay, before we go though, can we each answer for ourselves? What we wanted to be, or what we thought we wanted to be as a child.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Totally. Okay, cool. Jay, you want to go first?
Sure. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a candlestick. That was like my grand life ambition. I thought that Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast was just like the best. That was like, I'll be a candlestick. And now I think that I am a candlestick because I am a light that shines. And I think that it made sense. I also wanted to be a lawyer. And then I found out about how much school you needed to do. And I was like, I don't feel like doing that. So,
Wait, can I say something about the candlestick really fast? You kind of think that your body is a vessel the way that a candlestick is a vessel for the candle of light, but actually the light is inside?
What? Totally. Ooh. But the light is also like, yeah, and the light burns out the candle, and then the wax goes back to where it came. So yeah.
Love that. All right, Kylie, what about you?
What did you think
you wanted to be?
Oh, I thought I wanted to be a broadcast journalist.
Really?
Literally. I wanted to be a Today Show host. Like, yes, I specifically wanted to be on with Kathy Lee and Hoda so badly when I was like 7.
I was like, yes,
I want to drink wine at 10 a.m.
Like, no, literally, I was like, Kathy Lee and Hoda have been on since you were 7 years old.
That's what I was going to say. Because Regis and Kathy Lee was my childhood.
Oh my God.
True. Sure. Yeah.
She was not drinking wine back then.
She was indeed.
No, yes, she totally was.
I think people speculated.
It was a reputation. Thing.
I love them for that.
You know, I should think about all the white women who have bad reputations and still successful. Sort of my vibe. Anyway.
Ash, what did you want? Or what did you think you wanted to be as a child?
I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. For like the obvious, like I feel like the veterinarian to like grown up lesbian pipeline is just sort of super the wannabe veterinarian kid lesbian situation. So that felt obvious, but I didn't have any friends growing up, and pets were like, dogs were really nice to me, and I really understood them, and I was like their size, and That's funny that I said size because I was so much bigger than every other kid. Like I joke that I was this size in the fifth grade, but maybe not exactly, but I was taller, to your point, being tall. Like I was taller and fatter and like bigger than every other kid when I was really young. And it was alienating because everybody at that age, or at least when I was growing up, seems to need somebody to pick on. And I was kind of like, pick on me, it's fine. Like you can't really beat me up, so I'll just not have friends. And dogs were like the opposite. They would like come to me and I was big enough to not be scared of them and they couldn't knock me over. And I liked that. And so I really dug dog relationships and all animal relationships. My next door neighbor when I was five had a chinchilla and she would like have us come over and like, that was the softest thing I'd ever known of. And I was just like, wow, it's so friendly and sweet. And I just remember animals being like redemptive on earth. I was like, okay, I can be here because there's animals here. And I was like, I want to care for them for the rest of my life. And I kind of figured out how much school there was and was like, oh. But I also was just like, I think there was a point, turning point in high school maybe where I was like, I don't want to do that because I think that's the only thing that would be fulfilling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I had a change of heart in terms of like, I've always only ever wanted to do that. And I want to think about different things I want to do. So then in high school, I started doing athletic training. I was a three-sport athlete and a three-sport varsity athlete, actually. I don't know if anybody needs to know that, but I'll let you know. And I was also an athletic trainer in the athletic training department of my high school. And it was a really good program. And I went to athletic training summer camp a couple of times. And that was just, it just felt so fulfilling. And so I was going to do that before I dropped out of high school to be a full-time lesbian restaurateur. No, I dated a woman who went to a restaurant right after high school and ran that. So then I did restaurant stuff for a while, but I don't think I really picked back up what I wanted to be when I grew up until I started wanting to make podcasts. And then one day you and I were falling in love and you knew I wanted to be a podcaster and you were like, well, what if we collaborated? And then Dear Jessamine was born. So I think that's a great.
Yeah.
What a beautiful full circle.
Yeah.
I loved that connector.
Do you want to get out of here?
Only because we're at time and I have to pee so bad.
Okay.
But it's been nice being here with y'all.
Totally. Yeah. Kylie, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, Kylie, literally.
Of course.
You gotta come back.
All right. Go pee.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Catch you later.
Bye.